The Biden White House is jubilant over its infrastructure framework, calling it historic. So why the 17 Republicans who voted to advance the bill throwing Biden a lifeline? Here now is one of those 17 Republican Senator Lindsey Graham. Senator, this is a $1 trillion bill at a time we're facing massive inflation, other pressures. And President Trump said, you guys have made a terrible deal, that Republicans are big losers here, and that the Democrats are the big winners. So why is he wrong?
I think he's wrong because he had a bill for $1.7 trillion infrastructure spending, which I supported. We could never get it done. This is $1.2 trillion for roads, bridges, and ports. And if you don't think we've got a road, bridge, and port problem, you're not looking at America the way it is. The $3.5 trillion bill they want to follow on with is socialism. But count me in for road, bridges, and ports paid for. I understand what I'm for, and I understand what I'm against, and I think America wins if we do an infrastructure bill.
Do you think this is the same economy as it was when President Trump was in office, that inflationary pressures that we're seeing today have no effect on the spending, and that this is not a glide path to make at least $3 trillion in spending possible? It gives a huge win to the White House. They're thrilled.
Yeah, I really don't believe that at all. We're spending the money in the out years. It's de-inflationary. We're putting money aside for an eight-year road bridge port plan to upgrade what I just said. That doesn't create inflation. What creates inflation is a $3.5 trillion bill.
What's they're going to get?
Big government spending with tax increases. I don't know. We'll see. I see. Me and you differ on this. I think America needs infrastructure. I'm for it. I think America doesn't need socialism. I'm against it.
But why didn't you, Senator?
I'm
why
for.
Didn't
I know
you?
What I'm against
why, but Senator, why didn't you do what Pelosi played hardball and you guys rolled over? Why didn't you say we'll vote on infrastructure once you show your hand on the $3.5 trillion? Why are we giving the leverage to the Democrats on the process? Pelosi's like, we're not doing that. We're doing it the other way. And you guys are like, okay, we'll just do the infrastructure first.